Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, January 22nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new supply chain report says that in conjunction with a new version of the iPad Pro later this year, Apple is also planning a redesigned smart keyboard. The report explains that the new iPad Pro's smart keyboard will include backlit keys for the first time, which would also suggest a bigger potential overhaul of the design as well. The current fabric-coated smart keyboard hasn't changed much at all since its introduction, but the addition of backlighting would make it more versatile, and it could mean that Apple has other plans on how to update the iPad Pro smart keyboard design. Other reports have said that the new iPad Pros will feature the same triple-lens camera setup as the iPhone 11, as well as more powerful performance and potentially new display technology. Today's report says that the new iPad Pros aren't coming until later this year, but other reports have said we could expect them as soon as this spring. So for now, we'll just have to wait and see what to expect in terms of a release schedule. That same supply chain report today also says that Apple is expected to release a new version of the 13-inch MacBook Pro with its new scissor switch keyboard design during the first half of 2020. Earlier this month, an unidentified MacBook made its way through regulators in Europe, and it's highly likely that that MacBook is the same one being mentioned in today's supply chain report. Apple is also expected to bring that scissor switch keyboard design to the MacBook Air, but today's report doesn't specify when that might happen. Apple introduced the scissor switch Magic Keyboard with the 16-inch MacBook Pro in November, but the majority of Apple consumers won't benefit from the new design until it hits the cheaper models like the MacBook Air and the 13-inch MacBook Pro. This means it's hard to recommend any MacBook that isn't the 16-inch model right now, especially when we know an updated and more reliable keyboard design is coming sooner rather than later. Last summer, a vague report said that Apple was looking into funding original podcast content. Up until now, Apple has taken a hands-off approach to podcasting, with the Apple Podcast Service serving as a directory of content available to everyone for free. A new report this week claims that Apple is planning to use original podcasts to complement Apple TV Plus shows and movies. The report from Bloomberg says that Apple has been reaching out to TV Plus creators and podcast producers about ways to potentially tie the two services together. Apple reportedly sent out a request for pitches last summer, asking podcast producers to pitch ideas for audio programs with some connection to its shows. Since then, Apple has reportedly followed up that search by reaching out to producers of the original Apple TV Plus shows to see if they have any ideas or interest in expanding to Apple Podcasts. Despite this new information, details on Apple's push into original podcasting remain largely unknown. For instance, it's unclear if Apple plans to charge for something like Apple Podcast Plus, or if it will be free content that is merely exclusive to the Apple Podcast platform. Either way, this is a clear deviation from Apple's long-standing hands-off approach to the podcast industry, though it sounds like the core Apple Podcast product won't change too much. Rounding out today, Apple has added a new option for Apple Card users, the ability to export monthly statements in spreadsheet form. This means you can download your Apple Card data and then import it into your budgeting setup of choice. Previously, Apple only made Apple Card statements available in PDF, which doesn't play nicely with budgeting applications like Mint and You Need a Budget. To access a spreadsheet of your Apple Card statements, go to the Wallet app on your iPhone, choose Apple Card, and then tap Card Balance. You can then pick a monthly statement and tap the Export Transactions button. From there, you can choose to download a spreadsheet format of all transactions for a specific month. Even though this is a nice addition, it's still somewhat limited. Apple Card can't directly connect to services like Mint and QuickBooks, so you'll have to manually import these spreadsheet statements at the end of every month. You also can't export combined transactions for multiple months or partial monthly transactions. This means you really can't keep an up-to-date budget on a rolling basis throughout the month without manually entering every individual Apple Card transaction. Ultimately, this is still a nice addition for Apple Card and the wallet app on iOS, even if everything is still rather cut off from the rest of the personal finance industry. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.